Well, joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. And it's a Friday. We usually do it on Thursday. But again, thank you for accommodating me today.
Not at all, Mr. Mayor. So before we get to everything else, I wanted to talk to you, of course, about the situation that happened on Brockton Hospital. What's the latest you can report to us right now?
Yeah, first of all, I want to just thank everybody that was involved in that situation. The history of the city of Brockton's fire services, we've never had a 10-alarm fire. It happened on Tuesday morning at Brockton Hospital Signature Healthcare. Our fire chief, Brian Nardelli, he ran that operations flawlessly, led also by Director Steve Hook from our Brockton Emergency Management. It was a serious situation. We had 11 different fire chiefs from throughout Massachusetts here helping us. We had over 80 ambulances here. As far as Harwich and Orleans on the Cape, we had apparatus from Boston and Brookline. So I do just want to give a shout-out to everybody that was inside working in the hospital, and, of course, the patients. The staff were phenomenal. It was a scary, scary situation. So, again, the takeaway is, thank God no one was injured. It could have really been a different situation. But with the expertise and the collaboration, we were able to get through that. And we're working right now. I had a meeting yesterday at Brockton Hospital with Bob Haffey, the CEO, and his team. And I was over at Good Samaritan Medical Center this morning with Matt Heskett, the CEO, and his team, because they're being inundated now. So, again, 160 patients were evacuated without injury. And they were transported, and they went to different hospitals as far away as Falmouth and Cape Cod Hospital in Boston, Good Samaritan, Stort Medical got over 50 patients, and, of course, South Shore Hospital. So it's all hands on deck, Dan. So, you know, good news. No one was injured. No one was hurt. And I'm really thankful for the fire operations to be able to address that serious, serious situation in the city of Brockton.
So is a hospital closed for the time being? Is it open? What's kind of its status?
It is closed. The main building is closed. The cancer center is open. That's a standalone building. The nursing school, the Yawkey Center, is open. That's the standalone building as well. So, again, don't know how long. My goal right now is to get it back online as quick as possible. We've had great, great assistance from Governor Healey, Lieutenant Governor Driscoll. We also have gotten calls from U.S. Senators, Markey and Warren, and Congressman Lynch, Attorney General Campbell as well. So, again, we're really trying to strategize to figure out how we can get that back online. That's my goal. We need to get that open as soon as possible.
And I imagine this is putting a strain on some of the other city hospitals.
Without question. I mean, that's why I met with the folks at Good Sam today as well. So, again, Brockton and Good Sam are acute hospital facilities, and so right now, you know, they are being inundated. So we have to try to think. We're meeting again Monday morning with all different hospitals. Spoke to the Acting Secretary of Health and Human Services as well, Mary, yesterday. So, again, we need to continue to work together and plan with the goal of getting it back open as soon as possible. But, again, I don't know what that time frame is, and I think it's a little too early to make any projections.
Okay, now on to COVID specifically. What are the latest numbers in the city right now?
So we are at 117 current active cases, total cases overall, 34,189. Death count has gone up a little bit since I spoke to you, 528 deaths. So we did lose two people within the week to COVID-related death. Within the last 24 hours, 10 new cases, and out of those, 9 were over the age of 18. So, you know, our numbers are very, very manageable, Dan. Census numbers are very, very manageable. You know, flu numbers are really down. Dr. Rick Herman, my medical consultant, did an update with me on Monday. Things are definitely trending in the right directions in terms of that. But again, you know, COVID is not gone, and we are still doing the regional site, and we're still doing the vaccines on Tuesdays, and we're still giving out test kits. But, you know, the numbers themselves are really trending, the current active cases, in a way that we're very pleased.
So it doesn't sound like you're going to be implementing any additional COVID restrictions or anything protocols at this time?
No, absolutely not. No, the only thing I'm really hoping is if people haven't got the shot, either the first or second or boosters, please consider that. If you got the first shot and you didn't bother to go back for the second, please reach out to us. We are actually working right now with my the Mayor's Wellness Trust team, where nurses are actually going door-to-door to give out vaccines. So, again, we know, you know, COVID is still here. And, you know, if you don't feel well, stay home. That's been my mantra since day one. But, no, I won't, as Mayor, see any forecast where we'd have to do any type of mandates like masks or anything. I don't think that's in the cards, thankfully.
And there's also, you're still having those surveys open for DW Field Park and the Senior Center?
We are. I mean, the Wildlands Trust has been really phenomenal partners. I mean, if your listeners haven't ever gone up to DW, please take advantage of that. It's beautiful. It's just acres and acres of raw, beautiful land with ponds and wildlife. It's just awesome. And then abutting that, of course, is our municipal golf course that will open up in the spring again, DW Golf Course. So, yeah, we're doing that to see what enhancements we can do. And, again, Wildlands Trust has been a wonderful partner. And I've already authorized $150,000 ARPA money to have a deck at the golf course. We're modernizing the golf course pro shop as well. And then we're also building a welcoming center at the entrance of DW that has never existed before. We are taking an old structure that was back in the day in the 70s, bathroom facility. It's been offline for decades. And we're going to repurpose that and re-harness that, and it's going to be a welcoming center. So there's a lot going on in that part of the city of Brockton on Oak Street.
And you're also going to be having a Lithuanian flag raising next week.
We are. I mean, as you know, Brockton is such a wonderful, diverse community. And as mayor, I really want to highlight that. And so next week, we've done it in the past. We have a large Lithuanian population still in the city of Brockton. If you're familiar with Brockton, originally a lot of them lived in the village section of the city of Brockton. And so, again, we're going to showcase diversity in Brockton. And, again, you don't have to be Lithuanian to please join us. It's always a wonderful event. And I look forward to many, many, many more flag raisings forthcoming.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Mayor. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan. I'll talk to you next Thursday. We'll get back on track on Thursday. Thank you.
All righty. Look forward to it. That's Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan.